Friends, this story is about a small English manufacturing company which hired a quality management consultant to advise them on improving the general operating efficiency of the company. Our consultant started by analyzing all the reports and numbers and the processes on the company's performance. And in doing so, he came across a particular report which they used to measure daily employee productivity. He noticed a small box at the top right-hand corner of this form with no clear heading, but it was marked with a zero. Upon further investigation, he discovered that the figure zero had been written in every such report for the entire year. On questioning the staff members responsible for filling in this report, he found out that they had always put in a zero in that box and had no clue why. When he persisted, he told them they'd been asked by their supervisor to do so. The supervisor told him that she guessed it had something to do with accidents, but she wasn't really sure. It had always been zero for the last 25 years that she had been there. She was asked to do it by her former supervisor. Now, it turns out no one in this company had a clue why they would put in a zero on this box, which had no clear heading, every single day. Because it had no heading, they hadn't bothered, nobody had questioned it, but they had religiously followed this tradition. Sounds familiar? In a lot of corporations and a lot of teams, we follow processes, systems, just because they've been around for a really long period of time, just because no one has questioned their relevance, and just because it's now become the way things are done around there, so nobody bothers to question. Well, our consultant decided to unravel the mystery of this zero in the box on the productivity report. And so he went off to a little search, a little quest. He went to the warehouse where the company kept its archives to see what he could discover about this form. Turns out the company was founded in 1937 and the records were preserved all the way back to 1940. He found the old reports, the really old reports, and he was surprised to see that the zero return was put in every single time, uninterrupted, as far back as the records extended. Eventually, he found the master copy, the box that cataloged all the originals. So in this original report, which was created way back in 1941 during the Second World War, he found the master copy in pristine condition. And in the top right corner was the mysterious box with the heading now clearly revealing number of air raids today. Remember, this was at the time of the Second World War. Number of air raids today. Over time, the title had disappeared, but the box remained. The heading disappeared, and people diligently filled in zero year after year, day after day. No one bothered to ask why, and it took a consultant, an outsider, to figure out this redundancy. So I think one of the morals of this story is, let's hire more consultants. But really, you know, an outsider's perspective, I feel, will add tremendous value. You could do it by hiring a consultant. You could do it by stepping into your own workplace with an outsider's perspective. Because we tend to become immune, friends, to our surroundings. And in doing so, we overlook opportunities for improvement. We get used to doing things mindlessly in a robotic way, and we never question. And all progress depends on questioning and improving and finding out if what we're doing is still relevant today. I believe over a period of time, all individuals, teams, and organizations accumulate extra baggage of mindsets, practices, processes, rules and regulations, and forms, things which worked well in the past but are now irrelevant, redundant, and a complete waste of time and energy. So I urge you, please look at your processes, your rules, your bureaucracy, your hierarchy from an outsider's perspective. You see, this form, which is the centerpiece of our story here today, made perfect sense in the 1940s. Air raids would have definitely affected staff productivity. You could die, you know, in an air raid. But once a war ended, so should have the practice of recording the number of air raids in the day. But that practice did not end. And I think that's food for thought for all of us. So much of what we do on a daily basis originates from unquestioned assumptions. So disrupt the pattern, you know, break that, question that tradition, disrupt your mental patterns, your how you come to work and what you do on a daily basis. And every now and then, get an outsider's perspective. Hire one or act like one. And let the dead leaves drop. Thanks for tuning in.